The brain is wider than the sky. From a poem by Emily Dickinson.
Nancy Chen Long is the author of Wider Than the Sky, which won the Diode Editions Book Award, and Light Into Bodies, which won the Tampa Review Prize for Poetry. Her work has been supported by a National Endowment for the Arts Fellowship and the Poetry Society of America Robert H. Winner Award. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Nancy, what poems have you brought for us today?
Altered State at the Grocery Store. By myself at that late hour, I study the uniformed rows. Months and months of potential meals boxed and lining the freezer. I fling open the glass door. It's not only the burst of cold that's so startling, but a kiss, warm, at the nape that makes me flush, and two arms around my waist, pulling me in against the sleepy memory of one man's body. There's no time to be afraid. The best way to remember is to forget. Glancing over my shoulder, I recognize the familiar outline of a face, a quirky grin. Pressed against him, my back is warm, my face cold, too close to the frozen door. He hugs me tight. We laugh. I feel a rhythmic thud, the battering knot of his heart. There are no fires to winnow, he says, as if he's been gone a while, which startles me awake. The bedroom window is wide open. Winter washes over me, frost on the glass pane. Umbra. Swarms of newcomers invade the park. As the light fades into an odd blue hue, the boy stares upward, in his hand, a fortune cookie. The scope of the sky doesn't matter when the noonday moon invites you to escape. A gaggle of befuddled geese escape to a moss-covered pond. Scooters park along a picket fence, bringing in more day trippers, impatient for an eclipse. The blue sunlight edges towards gray, but the sky is still bright. The father fidgets, his hands arguing with the camera. The boy hands his father the fortune. No one escapes alive. He pockets the fortune as he eyes the sky. In an old pickup truck, the mother arrives. Park the picnic basket there, the father points to a blue tarp weighted with limestone. Every day is a ready answer, she thinks, her day overrun with dreams. Her right hand holds a blank book while her left holds blue orchids. A turquoise-tinted hummingbird escapes detection, zipping toward her. The park floods with tourists the way the sky floods with birds. Soon there will be no sky to see, a passerby whispers to the boy. Today is the boy's birthday, and the ballpark is where he'd rather be, trying his hand at magic. Once, the boy narrowly escaped, disappearing into a crowd. Once, out of the blue, the sun was swallowed by the moon. A blue moon is not an abomination, and the sky is not the limit, says the mother to the sun. Escape is in the mind, says a father to himself. The day inches along, people hand in hand, singing in love with astronomy. Park rangers pass out glasses in the parking lot. Blue petals spill from the mother's hand. The father escapes into a daydream. Their son stares at the prophetic sky.
You've been listening to poems by Nancy Chen Long on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.